Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Brendan Hauser with Evoke Bike. So a shorter podcast, and the podcast, a quick note on that for those who've been following along, for the OGs, this is how the podcast started. A lot of 10, 15, 20 minute podcasts that talk about training topics that come up from my own athletes, from my own training, and from people that email me or do a power file analysis with us. And the podcast has sort of become more of big, long format where we interview pros and world tour athletes and Conti pros and other coaches, et cetera, et cetera. And then there's the other ones that I'm super excited about with the other coaches. Will and Landry have a podcast coming out. I did some with Will when we were here with the Evoke Athlete Camp. And I've received some message saying, hey, I've been listening for a while. Where are the short pods? I really like those. So I don't know what I'll call these, but I want to keep them in for the people that enjoy them. And for those of you that don't like them, you can just skip over them and understand that this is just one coach's, one athlete's thoughts. And it kind of goes along with the musings emails that I've been sending out. I have another one coming this week that take it for a grain of salt. It's just me. But I love cycling. I love talking about it. I love sharing ideas because usually when I share ideas, I get really good feedback back about those ideas. So I end up learning something through this process. So I had done a power file analysis for an athlete, and the biggest thing that came out was we were talking about anaerobic training. And even in my blog about anaerobic training, and most of you know that training our physiological systems, anaerobic being the glycolytic system, the aerobic system being the other type of power production that we have as human beings when we're pedaling a bicycle, can be in conflict, where if you raise up your anaerobic power, you can push your FTP down a little bit. Can they both grow at the same time? Yes. But I want to take this real life example because I think it's perfect to highlight that sometimes detaching what is quote unquote physiologically the best might not be the best for our racing. And let me explain this. So this athlete had said, hey, it was really cool to see the WKO power curves and it really confirmed my severe weakness in anaerobic capacity. I've started to mix in the 5x20s and 4x40-second efforts, and I definitely went all out this time. I was really surprised how sore I ended up being from what seems like a very small amount of quote unquote work. So I'm hopeful that these intervals will be impactful. But this did spark a question. With my current terrible anaerobic capacity, but good VO2 and endurance, and this guy does have a good VO2, he's over 60, what is it, ml per liter per minute? I'm screwing up that suffix, but it's about like a Cat 2 level. Should I consistently do one anaerobic workout each week and then one VO2 or over under? And that's to get the short power up, or would doing this anaerobic long-term be a bad idea? I understand it can result in stagnating my FTP, but with the anaerobic being so low, I've got a ton of room to work there. What do you think? And he nailed it. So I would say I would definitely, even though it's February, excuse me, when I'm recording this episode, start doing the anaerobic training, because when we hear people say, oh, just turn on your anaerobic system 3 weeks before the racing starts, you can't turn it on if you don't already have it. And I don't feel badly for athletes that are have no anaerobic power. I don't want this to sound negative, but I'm glad that's my natural tendency, because doing anaerobic training is tough. I hate 1 minute efforts. You'll hear in the podcast we did with Taylor Warren where he was talking about, you know, he really only gives those 1 minute effort type intervals to athletes that need them no more than once a week, because you need to be super fresh to really turn the screw and make some changes. And I hate doing those efforts. So to this athlete, since you can't just turn it on before racing starts, I would start doing these once a week. Now, once you start making some gains, say maybe it takes 3 or 4 weeks, 3 or 4 super, super high quality sessions, take 10 days off from them, your rest week in a few more days, maybe wait till the second week of the next training cycle and go at it again. See if you make some more gains. It might take some work. Even if this did tamp down his FTP 10 watts, let's say, the weakness is so glaring that you need to have that trade-off. And this is where I say, like, this goes against maybe what is physiologically best, because someone might say, oh, well, it's hurting my FTP, so I shouldn't do this. Well, your lack of anaerobic capacity is hurting you more in potentially doing well in a race than having a higher FTP. And I know there are some of you out there, and I give you a big hug, that don't want that FTP number to go down no matter what. Even, you know, think critically, you're not going to be able to handle the surges and you have no chance at the end of a race. But we talk about FTP and we wear FTP on our chest like a badge, myself included. I hate when I see my FTP go down, or when I know it's gone down 10, 15 watts. If I'm getting more into racing sometimes and I'm really crushing some hard efforts, yeah, holding over 400 gets harder for me. I'm also battling the age thing. I'm 42. I noticed some changes in numbers, and that's okay. You just got to be smarter and figure things out. So take the anaerobic training and ask, how does this apply to me doing well in a bike race? So who cares how big the FTP is if you can't handle surges and have no chance at the end of the race? And then the last thing, he had another good question. I need to update the strength, one of my strength blogs, because this question comes up a lot. When doing strength training twice a week, does it matter whether I do the workouts on endurance days or the hard days? It can be difficult to fit it all into the week, and should I be lifting before or after the ride? I prefer to do it on the hard days, and here's why. Not only does it keep the hard days hard, but when I know the hard workout is coming, I'm less likely to overdo it in the gym. Strength training is complementary to our riding, so we cannot go in and hulk out like we are a bodybuilder and then go pedal and be effective. We want to still hit the intervals. The gym work has to help us get stronger at riding the bike, not crush ourselves that we leave everything in the gym and then have nothing to ride. If I know only endurance is coming afterwards, I tend to lift a little bit too much. And then I have DOMS the next day even more, and my intervals are shattered, and that's not why I'm supposed to be in there. And then before or after, I know there's literature on this. It's actually not always consistent with what it says, but to me, for every athlete that I work with and myself, whichever works best in your life. When I'm in North Carolina, I prefer to lift first and then I ride in the afternoon. Here in Florida, I prefer to ride early because of traffic reasons. So I ride and then I lift in the afternoon. I'm still getting stronger. I'm still feeling great on the bike. When I'm not, side note for those that follow me on Strava, I've been dealing with some back issues and I have my first in-person PT assessment today. So yeah, whichever works best. Hopefully this podcast helps you dial in your training. And oh, actually, his last question for recovery weeks, I see info before suggesting to reduce training volume and intensity. Should I reduce volume as well as intensity? Yes, in my opinion, you should find, you know, you can do like maybe 7 or 8 hours if you're normally riding 10 plus hours, but make sure you're getting in some easy rides, couple days off, and you definitely want to have less intensity than a normal training week. So hopefully this helps you. 10 minutes or less, get some pointers, just keep dialing in the training. I'd love to hear from you, Brendan at evoke.bike, if you like these or if you don't like these, and maybe everyone says they hate them and we want them to go away. And always feel free to reply to one of the musing emails. Love to hear your opinions, and you can always also be nice. Some people are pretty harsh on YouTube for what reason, I don't know. But yeah, just trying to help people get faster. That's it. Hope you have a great day. See ya.